It's time for Arts News with Alice Walker. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jason. The UK has come up with some pretty persuasive reasons to spend money on the film industry. Since 2007, UK films and high-end or kids' TV shows, as well as video games and animations, have been given tax breaks, providing they meet the criteria as British productions or co-productions that are primarily made in the UK, have lots of British cast and crew, demonstrate British creativity, heritage and diversity, those kind of things. An independent report commissioned by the British Film Institute has just been released this week, and it says what the government has been giving, it's been getting back big time.
This is interesting. What are the figures?
So I suppose the first thing to note is that production spend on TV and film has more than doubled. So that's a real boom. So in 2016, the most recent year with available data, nearly $1.2 billion Australian dollars in tax relief brought back almost $6 billion in production spend. So that's a huge return on investment. Mm. That's more than $3 billion for film and over $1.6 billion for high-end TV. And the report estimates that all of this spending generated almost $14.8 billion in benefits to the economy. It's pretty amazing.
Huge.
Employment more than doubled too. In 2016, almost 50,000 direct and indirect jobs were created by the tax reliefs. So the report notes that some TV shows have come back home to Blighty that would have been made outside the UK if it weren't for the tax breaks. And there have been major tourism benefits from the success of shows like The Crown, Downton Abbey, Poldark, Outlander, Game of Thrones. And speaking of high-end television, the report says the increased activity has shown the UK can make large-scale productions for online providers like Netflix and Amazon. And that's been demonstrated by Netflix's recent announcement it would be setting up a studio base in the UK.
Interesting. Okay, so the UK has been beefing up its own productions. What's happening with Australian productions?
It's the Tim Winton effect. After Simon Baker's Breath, we already have two more films based on Winton's novels in the works.
It's like the Tim Winton universe, cinematic universe.
Yep. And, you know, so much WA that we're seeing on the screen, which is great. The Riders is still in the early stages of production, but Dirt Music has just begun filming this week in WA. It's got an all-star cast, Scottish actress Callie McDonald from Trainspotting and No Country for Old Men, American Garrett Hedlund from Tron Legacy and Mudbound, our very own David Wenham and Aaron Pedersen, and also this singer.
It's been days now and you change your mind again. It feels like years and I can tell how time can bend your ideas.
And Julia Stone.
Right.
That's Julia Stone, of course, Jason. She'll be making her acting debut. And apparently she's also getting involved in the soundtrack, which makes a lot
makes
of sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Yep.
Yeah. So Tim Winton won't be involved in the adaptations of Dirt Music or The Riders like he was with Breath, but he says he's excited to see both films come to fruition and also to see more of WA on the big screen. And speaking of local film news, the Adelaide Film Festival kicked off yesterday.
Oh, yes, very exciting. I'll be heading over this weekend.
Oh, great. It's the final edition from artistic director Amanda Duffy, who has headed the festival for 6 years. And it features some Australian premieres. You're going to be seeing some of those, Jason. There's the major international films like the new Coen Brothers Western anthology, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah. Well, I'm really looking forward to... Sorry, go on. I cut you off there. But I'm looking forward to seeing Hotel Mumbai and the Babadook follow-up, The Nightingale by Jennifer Kent.
Yes, both which just won at Venice Australian Film premieres. Festival.
Yeah, got awarded a couple of prizes there. Brisbane, also a great-looking festival, but it does seem to be a little bit more... dedicated to films that perhaps have already played in other states. Though there is Celeste. What's that about?
Yeah, so Celeste is the tropical love story set in far north Queensland,
right,
about an opera singer. So that's the Brisbane International Film Festival, which launches today.
Same dates. They've really got to change that.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it?
Okay.
They end on the same day as well.
I know, bizarre. Someone's got to move. It's Mexican standoff.
Before I go, Jason, I've been meaning to ask you, because you spend a lot of time glued to the screen. Are you feeling all right?
No. And people often comment that I look a bit strange.
You're having trouble sleeping.
Yeah, that's right.
Because there's some worrying news from India. The Hindu has reported the National Institute of Mental Health and Neuroscience has just admitted its first patient suffering from so-called Netflix addiction.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, apparently the 26-year-old man uncontrollably streaming for more than 7 hours a day. He's suffering from eye strain, fatigue and disturbed sleep.
But he is getting treatment. I relate to that. Thanks very much, Alice
Look
Walker.
Look after yourself, Jason.
We'll try. Self-care is important. That's Alice Walker with the Arts News.